Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge has ordered former Trump advisor Steve Bannon to report to prison on July 1st to serve his four-month-long contempt of Congress sentence related to the January 6th investigation. Outside the courthouse, Bannon said it will not stop him from speaking out what he called an unfair justice system.
There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up.
In the judge's ruling, he also said Bannon could seek a stay in the case, which could delay that date. The felony gun trial of Hunter Biden continuing in Delaware today. The widow of his late brother, Beau Biden, testified about the romantic relationship she had with Hunter following Beau's death. Hunter Biden is accused of lying on a federal form in 2018 about his drug use when he purchased a gun. And Boeing's Starliner that launched yesterday from Florida attempting to dock at the International Space Station today. The capsule and two astronauts were in a holding pattern due to a number of helium leaks during the flight. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden of the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. Eight former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. Four inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings, and arrests must be made and have been made.
One inmate was found dead 12 hours after suffering a stroke. Milwaukee will get a lot of extra security during the Republican National Convention in July. Wisconsin Emergency Management says 15 law enforcement agencies from eight states are under contract to work in Milwaukee during the convention. 85 officers are coming from Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Commuters driving through the Duluth area may see some added traffic on I-35 on Monday. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, single lanes on I-35 will be temporarily closed on Monday between Garfield Avenue and 27th Avenue West. The northbound lane closures will occur from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Monday, and a southbound lane will be closed from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Department of Transportation officials say the closures are among many planned for the Twin Ports Interchange project area. A Burnett County jail inmate was sentenced to five more years in prison in relation to a 2022 overdose death in the jail. According to court documents, jail video showed Shane Bearhart giving fentanyl to the victim, Joshua Staples, after the dangerous drug passed through the hands of two other inmates. Staples was found unresponsive in his cell. Bearhart entered a guilty plea to reckless homicide charges before he was sentenced. One of the inmates involved in passing the drugs, Danielle Rodriguez, is also serving a five-year sentence. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Phillies' pitching in the series was outstanding.
Their pitching staff, I mean, gosh, those three starters threw great against us. We didn't score. Thrown out at the plate three times. Bang, bang, all of them. You know what I mean? So it's it turns the game when they're 1 and 2 run games like that.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mainly cloudy and cooler, as high temperatures only rise to the low 60s. And we've got those feisty winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And spotty showers do have a chance to sprinkle in this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Meet the experts at Baldwin Woodville Insurance, Jeff Campbell and Michael Madison. With a wealth of over 50 years of combined experience, they've been your insurance partners on Main Street in Baldwin since 1938. Representing only the best insurance carriers, they specialize in commercial, farm, home, and auto coverage. At Baldwin Woodville Insurance, service is not just a promise, it's a commitment. Need assistance? They'll be there for you. Call today at 715-684-2400 and experience insurance excellence like never before.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, my good friend Sandy Williams will join the show from Florida. We'll talk about the biggest political stories of the week and break down some of the issues affecting us all.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, June 6, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big program, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. A partly cloudy day. A little sun out, Mr. Zommers, right now on State Street, although some big puffy clouds here and there.
It's pretty bright. I mean, my window, honestly, my shades are closed, but yes, they are. If you want to take a look, here is the street camera
for those watching on the stream. You can view us on the television version on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Sit back, dial up a color teeny, and watch the pictures fly through the air. As the, you know who said that?
I do not.
He is from Wisconsin originally.
Todd Alba.
I wish I was that witty. No, the late, great Tom Schneider, who had a program. Here's some television history for you. Tom Schneider, I believe it did radio for a number of years in Milwaukee. And then that's where he's from. And then went out to Hollywood. And he had a show on NBC following Carson, the Tonight Show, and it got canceled in favor of David Letterman doing a Late Night with David Letterman. And years later, after Letterman left NBC and went to CBS, his company, Worldwide Pants, they negotiated with CBS that they controlled the hour following Letterman. And so to kind of do something nice in return and say, look, I had no control over this. It was out of my control. Letterman ended up hiring Tom Schneider to do the Late Late Show on CBS after Letterman.
Well, that's very nice.
And it was a great show. I loved it. There was no studio audience, no big band. It was just Tom. He was a great interviewer. I mean, just one of the best interviewers I've ever known. And it was just him and another chair. They had a cool set. And it would just be Tom Schneider and the guests sitting there talking. And usually his monologue was from just a chair, basically. And his kind of his signature line, because it was originally simulcast on national radio at night as well. And so I think Jeff Perry could tell us for sure. But I think the line was something along the lines of, sit back now, grab a color teeny, and watch the pictures fly through the air. Nobody exactly knew what a color teeny was, but everybody wanted one.
So, oh, absolutely. Yeah,
but the late, great Tom Schneider. There you go. Your broadcast history lesson for today. 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Going to talk about some parks this hour. What is your favorite state or county park in the state of Wisconsin? We may have a what's worse for you as well. But right now, Mr. Zommers, because we were bumped for a special important report yesterday on the happenings up at the Waupun Correctional Institution. We've got to get right to it. Time once again for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Once again, Kenny Chesney reminding us it is summertime, as in Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Remember now, the attorneys tell us, I have to tell you, it is a statewide contest. There is some confusion on whether is this just locally in my hometown. Nope. Is this just in the Driftless, or is it in the Chippewa Valley? By the way, if you're from there, it's not the Chippewa Valley, it's Chippewa. Chippewa Valley.
Which makes sense.
Yes. But no, it's not just regional. This is a statewide contest, you understand. Very important, first of all, to let you know that. What is up for grabs? We will tell you a list of lovely prizes. Every hour, we'll give away a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. And let me tell you, it is spectacular. I'm not allowed to tell you everything in it, but it's fantastic. Then once per day, we're going to give away a pair. That's two, a deuce, as they say in France, which is, anyway, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seats. These are fantastic seats in the club level. They're cushy. They're on the third base side. You can look right down into the Brewer's dugout. You can see them spitting sunflower seeds and scratching themselves and get ready to go to bat. And they're fantastic seats. You have your own set of bathrooms. Well, not just for you, but for the section, your own concessions. There's tables, there's cushy chairs out in like a lounge area. You'll never have an opportunity better to watch the Brewers. We're going to give away two tickets every day.
It really does make you feel spoiled when you get that. And you know who's spoiled? Brody from Richland Center, who won Monday's pair of tickets.
I saw that. We had a listener from WRCE in Richland Center who was one of our winners. So thank you for mentioning that. And then we have two grand prize winners over the course of the contest, which goes until the end of next week. Your two grand prize winners will have a choice of one of the following: a unique summer staycation. You can choose from a Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, which includes a pontoon boat. And I'm told we're in negotiations for Pat Kreitlow to be your captain, although that's not confirmed. Or you could have a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Fantastic prizes.
You couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, actually, you can.
And you could ask for a pool boy.
Well, you could ask for a pool boy, but more important, how about a gas card? Well, we heard you. We'll give you a gas card as well to get there and back. So we're paying for your gas to go on these trips. So that's what's up for grabs. And what you have to do now is make sure you have the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you go to your app store on your device. You click on it. There'll be a search bar. You type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up. It's a cute C and M logo. You click on that. It takes less than a minute. It's free. You open it up, you'll see a lovely assortment of Civic Media radio stations. You can choose the one closest to you, or just start at the top, which is WAUK, WMDX in Madison. Just choose one. Then on the right-hand side of the screen, you will see the icon that says text. Okay? Click on the text icon. Now you're all set to go. Now you're all set to put in the word of the hour. So right now, text the word blue, B-L-U-E, blue. Text it right now on the Civic Media app to be entered into the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. The word is blue, B-L-O-U.
Can you use B-L-U-E.
What I saw.
You said O-U.
Oh, God. sabotaging my own chances to beat Jane Mattner. I don't need any help losing. I do it all myself. All right, the word is blue. B-L-U-E. As in, don't work the room blue. Don't go blue. Andrew Main says, that is a pretty tough word today, Todd. Well, I'm yesterday's word was bad, and again, this has turned into a thing within civic media. Jane Mattner threw down a gauntlet, has challenged me because there's an internal contest on which host gets the most amount of texters during their program. And Jane has determined we're going on this statewide tour together next week. And the loser between she and I of the contest has to buy the winner a steak dinner at a supper club in the greater Amory area next Friday night. So there's a dinner for Todd on the line, and just more or less bragging rights of nothing else. So text the word, help me out, but more importantly, help yourself out, because you'll be eligible for either a Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seat tickets, or a choice of summer staycations in either Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. Text the word BLUE, B-L-U-E, B-L-U-E, BLUE.
Do we know who got more texters yesterday?
I think it was us by one text, and Jane beat us the day before. Here, I'll check it. Again, I didn't mean for this to be like a thing. And now it's gotten, people are putting bets down. It's just gotten
other people are putting bets
yes,
down?
Yes. Other people apparently are putting bets down on this thing between who's gonna win on this. And there's been lines drawn in the sand. Our CEO and owner has gotten involved. He loves it, by the way. He thinks it's funny. It's high entertainment to Sage Weil, and that's fine. I don't mind that. All right, here from Sage. He tallies these up every afternoon as he's eating dinner, and he says, well, let's just stir the pot a little bit here. And so here we go. Yesterday's count, we beat Jane 133 to 127. But Jane got extra credit because she's encouraging her listeners, and we've tried to encourage ours. When you send in the word today, blue, B-L-U-E, when you text it in, you get a confirmation. And on there, you can click to check like your voter registration. Well, apparently, she got more of her people doing the voter registration. And if you factor that in, well, she beat us. Well, thank God that was not part of the contest. That was not part of the internal thing.
Another thing, we also have to determine, is it total number of texts or is it every day you win or lose?
It's both. But then how does that work? Sage is giving us a daily count, but no, the winner is determined by the final number, the complete number of texts over the course of 2 weeks.
Okay, we got to make sure that Jane's on board with that. That's not the number of days.
Oh no,
you
won. She knows that.
Okay, cool.
She knows that. And the thing is, and this is fun and exciting. Jane and I are going to spend a week together almost next week, because on Tuesday, Jane Mattner, who precedes us every morning from 10 until noon, she's going to be here right at the World Headquarters doing her fine show with Greg Bach from 10 to noon right here on Tuesday. We do our show, and then it's getaway day, as Bob Uecker likes to say. Every day next week is getaway for Todd and Jane. And we get on the road, and we go up to the old hometown Richland Center. We're going to do the show at Crosscut Park at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion right behind the community center. Both of our shows on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we're going to be in Eau Claire. And then on Friday, we're going to be in Amory. So stop out and see Jane and I. More details on the other side. But text BLUE, B-L-U-E, right now, back after this.
Jeff Perry says, put me down for $500 on Jane.
Oh, thanks, Jeffrey.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ+ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ+ movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find.
The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zomer is on the board on this Thursday, June 6th. Glad to have you along. Right smack dab in the middle of our Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest. You too could get a Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. We're giving one away per hour. Per hour. Also, once daily, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, no purchase required. And then two people over the course of the contest, which lasts through next Friday, two people are going to win a choice of one of the following: a Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake vacation, including a pontoon boat, and maybe Pat Kreitlow as your captain. Lake Geneva, a stay at the Harbor Shores, and also a choice of a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So there you go. Text in right now on the Civic Media app. Download it if you don't have it for free on your favorite app store. Open it up, choose a station. Then on the right-hand side, you'll see an icon that says text. Text right now, one word. Blue, B-L-U-E, blue, as in the color blue. All right. If you text in, you'll be eligible right now. Look at that. Llama from Madison on WMDX says that they also registered to vote. See, this is what it's about. Not only do you get eligible to win these great prizes, but we make sure that you're ready to register for vote, and we're not asking who you're voting for. That's not the important thing right now. The important thing is to make sure that everyone is able to legally be registered and to vote. So there you go. That's good news for modern man and woman, as it turns out. That was in the words of my former teacher, Ken Lewis. By the way, I think I'm going to try to get Mr. Lewis on the show next Wednesday.
That would be pretty cool. You talk about him all the time.
I know. And there's no good excuse for him if we come to him that he can't be there. And it'll be fantastic because he can give me a hard time. Back in the day, I was a Republican, and you know, he would razz me about that a little bit, and that's fine. We could also, he was a longtime season holder of Badger football and a great historian. So we'll have some people from Michelin Center. So this tour next week to finish this off with Jane Matinair. Tuesday, we're both here in Madison at the World Headquarters. On Wednesday, we are at Crosscut Park in Richland Center at the Veterans Pavilion, right behind the Community Center. So bring a lawn chair or what have you, and come on out and listen to Jane and I between 10 and 2. Jane's 10 to noon, I'm noon to 2. And meet us, have a good time. Then on Thursday, we're going to be at a great local business in downtown Eau Claire, Wisconsin, called Shift. Be careful when I say that, Shift. it's called Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. It's a bike place plus a great coffee place. Fantastic homemade handheld waffles at Shift.
So you hop on the bike,
right?
Hold it with one hand, right? And eat your waffles.
That's right. Eat your waffle. Have a
coffee. Right, waffle in one hand, coffee in the other. It's a stationary bike. You don't need the handles.
True. That's true. That's very true. But they serve Wonder State coffee, so that's great.
Ooh.
So we'll be in downtown. Stop by at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire between 10 and 2 on Thursday. And then on Friday, we're going to be up at Jane's favorite place she's never been, Amory. And we're going to be at the park there. It's the Danielson Stage at Michael's Park. Todd Michaels Park, I think. No, I'm not sure. We're going to have some local folks there talking to local folks in beautiful Amory next to the lake. And that's going to wrap up. It's Flag Day, by the way, on Friday. So a big Flag Day show on Friday with Jane McNair. And word has it, we've now heard that Pat Kreitlow is going to make a special appearance in Eau Claire and in Amory. So it's a cast of characters. It's a day near spectacular.
You're not going to want to miss it. That's for sure.
Not going to. All next week, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Jane and I are going to be a leg wrestling. If it could be that we tie on this text to win contest. And if that's the case, apparently Jane and I are going to engage in a best of three leg wrestling competition.
In the mud.
In which Pat Kreitlow is going to be the officiator. Yeah, the officiator. So text blue, BLUE, right now to the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app, BLUE. We're going to get to next half hour, going to talk about parks a little bit, also do a what's worse. But I want to spend just a couple of minutes on this very serious story that we broke yesterday during our show, along with news director Terry Bell, this from WisPolitics. Dodge County Sheriff calls for changes at Waupun after 9 charged in 2 inmate deaths. Dodge County Sheriff's accused officials at the Waupun Correctional Institute of repeatedly ignoring proper procedures in the deaths of 2 inmates as 9 people, including the outgoing warden, were charged with felonies. Sheriff Dale Schmidt said yesterday the State Department of Corrections refers to inmates as, quote, persons in our care, unquote. But failed to live up to that description. Quote, there must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I'm angered about how the inmates were treated and how they died, unquote. 4 inmates have died over the past year at the Waupun prison, which has been plagued by staffing issues such as a shortage of guards and federal probe into a suspected drug and cell phone smuggling ring by the staff. Meanwhile, staffing issues also prompted lockdown conditions for inmates. Here's my question. What the heck is going on at the Wisconsin Department of Corrections? The Secretary of Corrections left a while back here, resigned. Governor Evers has a new guy there, Jared Hoy. And here the story by WisPolitics says Evers and new Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy both urged Schmidt, the sheriff up there, to keep his probe open an ongoing internal investigation and a federal investigation. But what the heck was going on under the former Secretary of Corrections? How can you let people, and we heard from the Dodge County Sheriff yesterday during our special report, one of the inmates laid dead in his cell for 12 hours. 12 hours.
And a completely separate one was sitting there in piles of garbage.
Yeah. I mean, how things like this could happen at one of our state correctional institutions and the Secretary of Corrections doesn't know about it? Or even worse, did know about it and didn't take any action? I mean, look, I have by and large been a supporter of Governor Evers and what he's doing in the state. And given the opposition right now, I'd vote for him for a third term. But at some point, you have to say, you know, where does the buck stop? I mean, how could people in the administration not knowing that people were laying dead in a prison cell for 12 hours? I'm not necessarily saying the governor should have known that directly, but you should be hiring and appointing people as secretaries to oversee agencies. When you have 4 people die like this, one who lays in their cell dead for 12 hours and the Secretary of Corrections isn't fired immediately? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Come back, talk about Wisconsin parks as well, and a what's worse. And don't forget, right now, enter our statewide Scotty Summer Trivia Contest. Text the word BLUE, B-L-U-E, right now, B-L-U-E, back after this.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for Wisconsin's August primaries. Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
Meanwhile, Democrats are running candidates in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. There's a new member of the Duluth Police Department's K-9 division. According to law enforcement authorities, Officer Nate Abbott and a 2-year-old Dutch Shepherd named Gus completed their training on May 23rd, and Gus officially became the fourth member of the K-9 division. Officials say Gus specializes in narcotic detection, tracking, article searching, and apprehension. Officer Abbott says he's excited to help remove harmful substances from the streets and to engage in the community with Gus. St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth has unveiled its new logo following the finalization of a merger with Aspirus Health. According to a Northern News Now report, the new partnership between the healthcare organizations will invest about $300 million into strategic projects at St. Luke's, promote integration and efficiency, and promote cost-effective healthcare. Combined, the organization will run 19 hospitals, 130 outpatient clinics, and employ nearly 14,000 people, including 1,300 physicians.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something new to watch, you might get some ideas from the 2024 Gotham Just for TV Awards. The big winners, according to Variety, were Netflix's Baby Reindeer, which won for Breakthrough Limited Series, Amazon Prime's Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Breakthrough Drama, and winning Breakthrough Comedy Series was CBS Colin from Accounts. Andrew Scott won for Breakout Performance in a Limited Series for his portrayal as Ripley. He was great. Trina McGee, who played Angela on Boy Meets World, has announced she is pregnant. This might not sound all that newsworthy, except she is 54 years old. Entertainment Weekly reports that the child will be her fourth. Her other three children are all adults from previous relationships. This will be her first child with her current husband. The couple has been married since 2008, so they are either very unlucky or just only recently got around to the whole sex thing. Married couples do get busy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mainly cloudy and cooler, as high temperatures only rise to the low 60s. And we've got those feisty winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And spotty showers do have a chance to sprinkle in this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's day 4 of Biden's Top 100. We'll be joined by Isabella Devan. We'll be talking about how monopolies steal money from you and what Joe Biden is doing about it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the Mississippi River and all points in between. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday. Talking before the break about this story yesterday, looking at the WisPolitik story right now, but I know Civic Media has been on it as well as many other places. The fact that the correctional institution at Waupun, the outgoing prison warden, was arrested yesterday by the Dodge County Sheriff for several violations for essentially letting people, not even essentially, for letting people die in their care. One of the people that was found dead in their cell had been there for over 12 hours. I know there is a new correctional officer now that oversees the prisons in Wisconsin, but how this type of thing could have been happening at Waupun and the Department of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections didn't know about it or didn't do anything sooner is beyond me. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Milwaukee. Karina listening in on the Shaw, WAUK. Karina, what say you?
Hi, Todd. Well, you see, I worked a lot with the prison system, with the correction system, because of the mental health issues.
Sure.
And I tell you that the people, one way or another, what age, whichever prison you go, are treated badly. The environment is ridiculous. The food is so expensive for families to buy or give them at least like those ramen noodles. Mm-hmm. One pack, what you can buy for 50 cents, you're buying for $5, okay? Mm-hmm. One pack. So it's all mainly money making a machine. But what I want to tell you that I knew Kevin Carr, the Secretary of Correction, myself, and he was a wonderful person as himself. He was actually advocating to do the vaccination for COVID. For inmates in Waupun, and we were helping to vaccinate COs over there. Mm. And the answer was from the people who own the jail. And this is the problem, Todd. Jails shouldn't be commercialized.
Yeah. Yeah.
You shouldn't be making money on inmates.
Right.
And when that happens and the commercial system steps in, they do dictate their own ways of doing things. And unfortunately, they making money, but then the government takes responsibility of something that went wrong.
I
think this is a problem.
No, go ahead. I think it's a really important call, and I appreciate your firsthand experience and insight. I don't necessarily disagree with anything that you've said, Karina. Look, I work for a former state legislator. I'm not intimately involved in State Department of Corrections, but I have a familiarity with it. I don't disagree with anything that you said, but I would just think that the Secretary of Corrections should have taken at least, you know, even if they weren't able to directly do anything about some of the things directly, they should have been speaking out about this and saying what you just said publicly. And in addition, let me not put all of the responsibility, in my opinion, on the administration. Let me also save some of that for the Republican legislature, who continues to underfund the finances for the payroll for the prison guards and all the people working within the institutions, because what's happening is they put more money this time for local jails to get more money, which is fine. But many of what people don't understand, I don't think, is many of the folks that were working in our state prison system have left to work for the county or local because they get paid better and the conditions are better.
Yes, but also, Todd, there is one thing. What we're forgetting, when gerrymandered maps. Over the 20 years, that commercial life happens, and specifically build or increase the population in the places where people like Van Horn wanted to win. They increase the population, but they decrease the amount of votes.
Right.
Because of the jails in this area. It's very political. And the thing is, they turn around, and I had that conversation with the Mr. Carr because I was pushing the vaccine and I couldn't understand. It's freaking free. Right. Why wouldn't you let me to vaccinate inmates? And he was saying that he has a problem with going over with the warden and everybody else, because then he's stepping in on the toes of a commercialized system. And when he's bringing a question of paying those guards, why people making money in the commercial jails, but the salary goes out of the government to pay the COs?
You're making
money here, but you refuse to pay over there. Right. And every time that happens, they say, oh, we need to pay more to a firefighter, which is true,
right,
policeman, which is true, and everything around us, which is more important than to watch criminals.
Yeah. Karina, this I so appreciate you taking the time out, because this is one of the better phone calls you've called in on, because you have firsthand experience about this. And I think what Karina has laid out here very well is that there needs to be a complete review and overhaul in this state of how we handle our institutions for correctional institutions, how we treat our inmates. They are human, and many folks serve a few months, a year in prison. And they learn skills. They are rehabilitated. They are put back in our communities, and many go on and have productive lives.
Yeah, the problem with private prisons, there's a lot of problems with private prisons. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that makes me the most angry and is the most unjust in America. And it's prison and jail, that system is ostensibly supposed to be about rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you privatize prisons and make them profit motivated to keep people in there longer, it becomes about revenge.
Yeah. And it's another, as Karina pointed out very well, it's an area where Republicans and Democrats, the legislature, the governor, should be finding ways to sit down and work together and say, how do we make this work for the people of Wisconsin? How do we make sure that the dangerous folks are institutionalized and rehabilitated? Some people are not going to be. That's just the reality. They are beyond that. Or they've committed crimes so heinous that they are sentenced to life in prison. And I'm fine with that for certain heinous crimes. But we should do it in a humane way and make sure that it's working. And also protect all the people who work inside the prison. The prison guards, the people who are the cooks, people like Karina who are helping with mental health, how do we make sure that they're safe and protected and paid accordingly as well? So it's a complex issue, and it's not an area, in my opinion, that should be partisan. We should be working together for the betterment of all Wisconsinites. 42 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again to play another edition of What's Worse? This or that.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again to play What's Worse. There is no prize money involved. We don't give away anything, just your opportunity to let your voice be heard across statewide radio. Welcome in once again to another edition of What's Worse. Get your dialing fingers ready, or you can text as well. If, by the way, if you want to actually win prizes, we got about 20 minutes left in the Civic Media statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win giveaway. The word this hour is blue, B-L-U-E, blue. Text the word blue on your Civic Media app right now. Be eligible to win every hour a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a pair every day on Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and two grand prizes of unique summer staycations. You'll have a choice of going to Fort Atkinson on a lake, a cottage with a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores or a Door County stay at Ridges Inn and Suites. It will give you a gas card as well. Text BLUE, B-L-U-E, right now on your Civic Media app. But here now is your chance. That's to win prizes. The what's worse is just for the fun of it. So here's our question right now. What's worse? And remember, earlier this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene in the congressional hearing, they called in Dr. Fauci. Remember Dr. Fauci during the pandemic? And he has since retired. And they subpoenaed him and brought him in before Congress and grilled him and tried to say what he said was untrue. It was just an egregious media ploy. And Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci doctor. Said, you're not a doctor. I mean, it was third grade, as the late great high school football coach Avitus Rip once said, John, geez, that's third grade. It was third grade. All right. So she was just being stupid. Anyway, so what's worse? That Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor, or that she refuses to call a doctor to get help? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor, or that she refuses to call a doctor to get help? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All we're looking for is the answer to what's worse. All right. If we put you on the phone, that's all we want. What's worse, that Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor, or that she refuses to call a doctor to get help? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what's worse?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd.
Yes, what's worse? That Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor, or that she refuses to call a doctor for help?
Well, I think it's sadder that we found out how much Fauci lied. But, you know, she's justified because we now know that he hid a bunch of stuff, and the question is
what's worse, that Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call a doctor Fauci a doctor, or that she refuses to call a doctor for help? You have a choice of two.
Well, I'm gonna NA, not applicable.
All right, thanks for playing. We appreciate it, CJ. 855-752-4842. Jeff calling in from somewhere in Wisconsin, our ongoing contributor Jeff Perry. What's worse?
I would say option B is worse.
That she refuses to call a doctor for help.
Yeah. Did I win? Is there a prize?
Jeff, there are no prizes for this.
Oh, okay. But it's a statewide contest.
Thank you for reminding us. Yes, it is. A statewide contest. Very important.
But I would like to say that you were exactly correct about Tom Snyder's catchphrase, by the way.
Was I? I got it right? Sit back, watch, have fire up the... Go ahead.
Fire up a color TV, sit back, relax, and watch the pictures now as they fly through the air.
There you go.
That was it.
Your late-night television historian, Jeff Perry. Thank you for that. And don't we miss Tom Snyder? I mean, who is better than Tom Snyder?
Absolutely. I mean, oh, he was amazing. And if you can go back, you can find him on YouTube and find some of the interviews. Like you said, he was the consummate interviewer. If you can find, just watch some of the interviewers he's done with, whether it was a music person or a politics person or whatever, absolutely spellbinding some of those interviews. He was really something else.
He could interview anyone and be spectacular at it. Really great. The late, great Tom Snyder.
Even Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe.
Maybe. Thank you, Jeffrey. We appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Going to take more calls on the other side. As our friend Matt Flynn says, Gene and Mark, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. More calls after this right here on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network. 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour news, weather, sports update, and then our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn of the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show will be in every afternoon, 2 until 4, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join Maggie and Mr. Brian Kelly every afternoon, immediately after our program. Right now, asking you what's worse, that Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor this week, or that she refuses to call a doctor to get help. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling in. Gene, what's worse?
Refusing to call a doctor for help. It was very evident. Refusing to call Dr. Fauci was definite evidence that this woman really needs to call a doctor for help, and she won't admit it. But thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gene. Thanks for playing along. We always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor this week, or that she refuses to call a doctor to get help? Mark in Pertisac. Mark, what's worse?
Well, I think she needs to actually call a doctor. I mean, I don't think there's a lever long enough that you could move the world with, but I don't think there's a lever long enough to extract Marjorie Taylor Greene's head from her posterior. as for one of our previous callers, you know, the CG, I mean, you just got to pull it out, because it just is ridiculous that you spout this stuff about talking about Fauci lying, and he hasn't lied, and. In doing something like that, it's the whole bearing false witness thing. There's a difference between just lying and bearing false witness, because you can use edited facts to bear false witness, and that's what some of our people do all the time, and that's what it actually means.
Appreciate it, Mark. Always a pleasure. Have a great day up there in Prairie du Sac. What's worse, that Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor this week, or that she refuses to call a doctor to get help? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Scratch, listening in on YouTube. That's fantastic. Scratch says, quote, I think it's worse she didn't call a doctor for help. She has problems beyond the dreams of analysts. Well, that's very true. I would agree with that. Off the text line, Mr. Zomers, we have anybody?
Jude in East Troy says, refusing to call a doctor is worse.
Hey, Jude. Very good.
And another texter in Richmond Center says, worse that she won't call a doctor.
Yes.
But she doesn't really need one. She can just shoot a UV light up her butt to cure anything that ails her. And actually, we got an answer from Marjorie Taylor Greene herself.
Yes. Why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you f*** off? How about that?
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene yelling at a reporter who caught her in one of her lies and tells her to F off. I mean, that's the quality of congressperson we're talking about. By the way, the texter on WRCE in Richland Center is, where's the band shelter? Well, it's right behind the community center. So there's it's a kind of a round, octangular-shaped building, white, very nice. It's the, I believe they call it the Veterans Memorial Shelter now. And so Jane Matt Nair and I will be there. I guess correctly, grammatically correctly, it's Jane Matt Nair and me will be there. I know because of I Jane Matt Nair join Jane Matt Nair and me. That's grammatically correct.
I don't know.
Or Jane Matt Nair and I. Will
I
be
thought
there.
It was.
I will be there.
You and I rather than you and me. You know what I mean?
Well, if you take out Jane, it's I will be there. So it'd be Jane and I will be there. Or you say. Join Jane and me because you wouldn't say join I, you'd say join me.
That is, yeah, I don't know.
Those are the English lessons from my UW Richland College English professor, Gene Burkett, the fantastic Gene Burkett. Maybe Gene will stop by at the Joanne Krulots in, oh, I'm sorry, it's not a shelter. Joanne Krulots, our colleague at Richland Center on WRCE, says it's the Veterans Memorial Pavilion. It's a pavilion.
Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you, Joanne. Very, very nicely done. We'll be there. We'll be there in the pavilion. That sounds very snazzy. So I'm looking. Maybe we'll see some of our friends from WRCO, WRCE. They'll maybe stop by the old booth as well. So, yes, join Jane and I in Richland Center next Wednesday. Jane's show, 10 until 12. Our show, noon until 2 in Richland Center at Crosscut Park. On Thursday, we'll be at Shift Coffee and Cyclery, actually at Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. And on Friday, we are at Danielson Stage at Michaels Park in beautiful Amory.
We got a text from Mike from Fondy saying, can you imagine Marjorie Taylor Greene getting analyzed by Dr. Phil? Don't call him for real advice, though.
Dr. Phil. Oh, Jesus priest. All right, so here's the important thing. So we're going to close up. Thanks for playing along. That's today's edition of What's Worse. Very nice. All right, very good for closing that up. Nice. Little music there. Reminds me of Flava Flav. But you should see that Flava Flav is trying to do his part to save Red Lobster. He went into a Red Lobster and he ordered everything on the menu as if that's going to save the franchise.
That'll just make the workers at that Red Lobster hate you.
And then he posted something about, you know, have a cheddar biscuit for your boys.
Oh my gosh.
Text the word, right, here's the important thing. We're trying to, our friend and colleague, Jay Matt Nair, who we're going to hang out with all next week. This is a friendly, not even a competition. I guess it is a competition now because she threw down a steak dinner. But we want to whoop her. And the word this hour to text in is blue, B-L-U-E. The word is blue. Text it right now to your Civic Media app. And you, too, could be eligible to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. We're going to give one away this hour. Still 3 minutes to call or to text. And then one winner today will receive a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. And then two grand prize winners will have a choice of either going to Fort Atkinson in a cottage on a lake and having Pat Kreitlow drive you around in a pontoon boat, or Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Cliff note, Pat Kreitlow has not agreed to drive the boat yet. But you do get a pontoon boat in that package. So text right now on the Civic Media app the word blue. B-L-U-E. Blue. There you go.
That yet is holding a lot of weight there for Pat Kreitlow not yet agreeing to do so.
Well, here's the thing. Kreitlow's going to join us in both Eau Claire and Amory next week. And I feel like we'll have time to negotiate this with him. He has his own pontoon boat, so he is an experienced captain.
I think we can get him to do it.
He's Civic Media's version of Captain Stubing, Pat Kreitlow's love boat. It's been a great show today. Thank you all so very much. Thanks for John Mino of Mino and the Mayor. You can hear him every morning, 6 until 9 on WGBW in Green Bay and WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Thank you to Mr. Zommers as well, all of our fine staff, all of you for calling in. It's been a great show. Remember all those who fought 80 years ago on D-Day. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kids shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.